Hello, I'm John McNamara, the information architect for IBM Messaging, and I'm here with Mark Phillips. We're going to chat today a little bit about pure applications and WebSphere MQ. And we've got a MQ Cloud guru with us who's going to talk us through an introduction into pure applications with MQ, and he's also going to talk us through some of the highlights and benefits and some hints and tips. Hello there, Mark.
Hello, John.
Hi, buddy. All right, so should we start off with an obvious question then? What is pure application?
Okay, yeah, so the pure application system is one of a family of IBM products that are designed to help you get started with setting up cloud infrastructures. So pure application system is actually one of the pure system range, so that there are three kind of big boxes that you can buy in the pure system range. There's pure flex, pure data, and pure application systems. Mm-hmm. And the pure application system box is designed for really setting up a private cloud. So it gives you everything that you need to deploy virtual machines to a private cloud and to manage those machines. And one of the key ideas behind pure application systems is that rather than just deploying virtual systems and having virtual machines deployed, which it does well, you can also move things up to the next level and deploy topologies of virtual machines in one go. Okay. So you can set up kind of patterns of virtual machines that you always deploy together and then just deploy those with one click of a button.
That sounds incredibly useful. So I know that WebSphere MQ is able to be deployed upon pure applications. And so could you give us a bit of an introduction for those who aren't maybe familiar with WebSphere MQ, and then we can talk about WebSphere MQ on the pure application system.
Yeah, sure. So MQ is a messaging middleware product that's been around for, must be getting on for 20 years now, and yeah, it's become established as one of the main integration technologies that people use for connecting their applications together. And with pure application system, we're really looking at the pure app system as another deployment platform for MQ.
So
what we've done is we've released two types of products that can work on pure application system, and they play into that idea of patterns. So with pure app system, there are two types of patterns that you can use: virtual system patterns and virtual application patterns. And we've got an MQ product for each of those different types of patterns.
Okay, understood. Fantastic. So when you say that WebSphere MQ has a pattern which can be deployed upon pure application systems, is it effectively just an installation of WebSphere MQ, or is it WebSphere MQ and a particular configuration or topology of WebSphere MQ?
Okay, yeah, so that's a good question. And the answer is that it's both, obviously.
Awesome.
That's the answer. So to explain a bit more detail, the virtual system pattern that we do for MQ, it's delivered as part of the MQ Hypervisor Edition, which is a kind of special edition of MQ. And the Hypervisor Edition is MQ installed into a virtual machine. So when you buy the Hypervisor Edition, you get a virtual machine with MQ pre-installed on top of the operating system. And the operating system could be Red Hat or it could be AIX. And then in addition to that, you also get some configuration scripts that are installed into the virtual machine that work particularly well with the pure application system. Mm-hmm. So you take your MQ Hypervisor Edition, you load it up into the catalogue for the pure application systems, and then you can either use the predefined patterns that we supply, or you can write your own, or develop your own patterns that have virtual machines containing MQ in them.
Right.
And when you deploy those patterns, then you get asked certain questions about the MQ configuration. So you get asked questions like, what's the queue manager name that you want to create in this virtual machine? How big do you want the queue manager logs, and that kind of thing. And then when you deploy the pattern, a virtual machine gets created containing MQ and with a queue manager configured in it. according to the specifications that you gave it at deployment time. So you can automate the deployment of a machine containing MQ, and they deploy very quickly. They deploy in a few minutes, and they're there with MQ configured in them. And then you can apply extra automation on top of that as well. Pure App Systems patterns are very good at allowing you to capture all the kind of automation that you want to do around a machine.
Right.
So that's virtual system patterns.
Yeah.
We've also got another product for virtual application patterns. And to explain what that does, I need to talk a little bit about what virtual application patterns do.
Yeah, cool.
So virtual application pattern, again, moves things up a level. So it's trying to simplify things even more than the provisioning and deployment of a virtual machine. It's trying to allow you to think about deploying an application into the cloud. So what you do with a virtual application pattern, and specifically the web application pattern, which is what we've extended with MQ, you go to the application builder, and that gives you a palette and a canvas where you can drag and drop icons. And you drag and drop, say, a Java Enterprise application icon onto the canvas, and then you can upload a WAR or an EAR file into that. And when you deploy that pattern, it will provision a virtual machine with WebSphere application server on it, and it will install that application into the app server. So you get an application up and running by doing this simple pattern modelling.
Wow.
And then what we've done with MQ is when you drop your WAR file or your EAR file onto the pattern, then the pattern builder goes through the deployment descriptor for that WAR file or the EAR file, and it looks for things like databases or JMS resources. And if it finds any JMS resources, so like queues or topics or messaging systems, then it'll prompt the user to drop those onto the canvas as well. So if you've got a JMS application or application that uses JMS, then you drop it into the canvas. You satisfy all the dependencies by dropping messaging systems and queues onto the canvas as well. And you wire them up. And then when that gets deployed, it creates virtual machines containing MQ and containing WAS, and it configures MQ with the queues and the topics that you need to run that WebSphere application. So, and it joins them together with JNDI resources and all this sort of thing. So once you've modelled an application pattern using MQ, then you deploy it and everything's up and running, so you can log on to that web application, and the actions that you take on the web pages can send messages through an MQ system which has been completely set up for you as part of the deployment of that application.
Wow.
And again, it just takes a few minutes to deploy, so it is quite cool.
Well, that was going to be my next question, because I've played around with MQ, WebSphere MQ, and I've installed and configured it on a number of kind of platforms. It sounds from what you're saying that by using the pure application technology, that installation and configuration is A, simplified, and is B, much quicker.
Yeah. So for the system patterns, you can deploy a brand new machine containing MQ in a matter of minutes. And for the virtual application patterns, you get all of that WebSphere application server and the application and MQ all configured. And again, it just takes a few minutes. Mm. So certainly, like, the speed of installation and the speed of setup is one of the benefits. But then the other benefits are things like the fact that all these machines are based on a kind of common image. So as you start to deploy out an infrastructure containing these machines, then you know exactly what's in them. You've got a kind of almost a homogenous set of machines that contain well-known, well-defined levels of middleware. So your kind of management of all these different machines becomes a little bit easier because you know what's in them. And then the other benefit is that you can add extra automation on top of all this stuff as well. So if in the system pattern, if you want to create queues or you want to create a certain set of users or channels on a machine, then you can add scripts to the pattern that do all that automatically.
Oh.
And every time you bang out one of these machines, then you get all that automation run for you. So you get the automation, but also the repeatability. So you could deploy a QA environment, a development environment, a production environment, and you'll know that they're all going to be identical each time you deploy it.
That's massive, because I've tried to replicate test environments and production environments, and it's not It's not an easy thing to do.
No,
it's not. It's a time-consuming job.
There's room for error as well if you're doing it manually. So, yeah, this removes that.
So you can have a kind of a system test environment, a unit test environment, if you wanted to, and then a production environment, all built off the same pattern, so you know that effectively you're running the same applications and the same infrastructure. But that's going to be great news. That's brilliant. Yeah. Awesome, fella. So. When you mentioned pure applications, you mentioned the word repeatability, and I was going to ask the question: if you have one of the bottlenecks that sometimes we have when we're implementing an enterprise-wide level solution, is that there's a finite number of skilled resource, and sometimes a project can be delayed due to their availability. I'm kind of wondering that if you have skilled resources creating a particular pattern with using Web3MQ on pure applications, could the deployment of that pattern, that repeated pattern, be carried out by, say, somebody who is not as skilled?
Yeah, very much so. So you could have an architect designing the patterns that you want to use, and then with pure systems boxes and with the IBM Workload Deployer, you've got quite granular access control, so you could give less skilled resources access to the ability to deploy a pattern, but maybe not the ability to create patterns or add virtual images into the box. So that's one way you could do it.
Yeah.
Or there's a command line interface, so you could actually write your own kind of admin screens where your self-service users have got a menu of things they can do, like they can deploy new virtual machines, and then you could those admin panels could invoke the command line interface to drive the Pure App systems and just do the things that you want to allow your users to do.
Ah, okay, all right. So you can break down roles in terms of what people are authorized to do in terms of, say, creating a pattern and defining it and then implementing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can control in quite a flexible way the parameters that get shown to the end user as well. So when they come to deployment, then although there might be, say, 15 or 20 different options that you can specify on an MQ system pattern to control, configure the log settings and all that sort of stuff for MQ,
yeah,
you might want to give that to your end user. You might not even want to let them specify the queue manager name. You might want to generate that somewhere. So you could really simplify the number of parameters that you show to the end user or that you expose to a CLI call, so that then when you've got a menu that says deploy an MQ system, it could just, the user could pick from a small number of MQ patterns that they're allowed to deploy and then just be given the questions that you want to give them. So you could really wrap it up in another UI or tailor the existing UI.
That sounds really cool. It sounds like you could use the pattern to try and instill best practices over your entire enterprise topology. If you're able to instill, say, naming conventions and a particular pattern which has been designed to follow best practices, by repeating that, you are kind of spreading those best practices consistently throughout the entire enterprise as well.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, not all of that stuff is actually built into Pure App systems, but because it exposes its functions to a command line interface, then you could write your own UI which imposes best practices, or maybe auto-generates a queue manager name or something, and then pass that through the CLI into the Pure App systems when it deploys.
Okay.
So it's definitely got all the building blocks you need to do that sort of stuff. And if you can't do it in the UI, you can use the command line interface to write your own interface that does that.
Genius. So we've got this ability then to quickly install and configure using the Web3MQ pattern on pure applications. We have this idea that we can use a very, very skilled resource to define and design and define a pattern, and then using people who are possibly not as skilled with Web3MQ to deploy it. And we have a method by which we could, if we chose to, instill best practices across the entire enterprise using this methodology. Now, one question I wanted to ask was then, if you had an enterprise topology you wanted to create, and by not using pure applications, by not using patterns, would take an awful amount of time, a lot of people, a lot of resources. It sounds like what we're saying here is you could define almost a cookie cutter pattern with Web3MQ, and then you could repeat that pattern across your entire enterprise to create an end-to-end topology. Is that right?
Yeah. So I think cookie cutter is quite a good analogy. So once you've got your patterns defined, you can just keep stamping those things out. And the pure app systems and the MQ Hypervisor edition and the MQ messaging extension for the web application pattern, they allow you to simplify those things. They also give you a bit of help with maintenance as well. So once you've got those things deployed, then pure app systems allows you to go and look at them when they're running, and especially for the virtual application pattern, you can go in and you can perform a number of operations from the pure application system console. So if you want to get the error logs or trace off an MQ system, you can do all that from the console, start and stop trace for kind of troubleshooting. But you can also apply maintenance as well. So if IBM releases a fix pack or an emergency fix, then you can go and apply that to the machine through the console without having to actually log on to the machine itself.
Wow, that is really cool. So finally then, I've asked a number of questions about based on my understanding of pure applications and Web3MQ patterns are, but what do you think is the most important thing for listeners to understand in terms of pure applications?
I think the beauty of it is, I mean, certainly it speeds up deployment, but the idea of patterns, I think, is where it really adds a lot of value. So there are other kind of cloud solutions where you can deploy virtual machines, but to be able to deploy a database, a messaging system, and an application server, or maybe a BPM solution, all that stuff in one go in a pattern, I think is really fantastic. And then to be able to automate all the custom configuration that you want to do as well, so that it's repeatable. I think it's that rapid deployment, the automation, and then the repeatability, the combination of all those things with a whole topology of virtual machines is really, really powerful and quite cool to work on. It's good stuff.
Awesome. Buddy, thank you very much. That's fantastic.
My pleasure.
Cheers, Mark. Thank you.